the president's proposal does have quite a lot in it, and there are some good things and some not so good things from the perspective of federal civilian employees.
But do you think this is going to impact recruitment and retention?
Well, here's the issue. The big item, which you've been talking about this morning already, is the for civilian employees is the 1.2% of pay that would be added into what federal employees pay, 1.2% of their salary being added to what they already pay for the retirement benefits, phased in over a three-year period. So let's first take a look at the impact of that on recruitment. And I have to say, I'm an old HR guy, so I'm looking at it from the lens of how do you go out and what do you have to do to recruit people. And I don't think this is going to have much impact. The reason for that is that when people are looking at whether or not to accept a job, they do tend to take a look at overall salary and other benefits, but not so much, what's going to be down the line, particularly at the entry level. You know, what am I going to get in retirement, 30 years from now, and what do I have to pay for it? Now, if this were a 10% increase in what people had to pay, that might make a difference. But a 1.2% increase, really, it's not going to have that much impact on the government's ability to recruit. The larger impact will be on the government's ability to retain, particularly those who are retirement eligible. And as we know, many retirement eligibles in government don't leave at first eligibility. They're actually staying 2, 3, 5 years or longer beyond, and that may change. We're already seeing in 2011 retirements up about 20% over what they were just last year in fiscal year 2010. We had in 2010, for example, a little over 51,000 retired. In the first half of 2011, that's the most recent data we have, over 31,000 have retired. So we're on track to have 60,000 leave this fiscal year. And these provisions haven't even, these are just at the proposal stage. And I think that's the other thing, Tom and Amy, that people have to remember as we're looking at this. This is a proposal. We don't have any indication that Congress is inclined to enact the president's proposal as is quickly. So there, a lot may change yet. But
John, if from their standpoint, if you can get more people to retire and then have a policy of hiring only one person for every two or three that leaves, then that's a pretty good payback.
Well, it depends on – absolutely, Tom. It depends on what your objective is. If your objective is to shrink the size of the government workforce, you can say, well, this is a good thing. If you're a federal manager and your objective is to get the job of government done, to get your mission accomplished, not such a good thing. As we know, the federal workforce, the size of the federal workforce has not been increasing dramatically. In fact, we're still – below the size of the workforce at the end of the Reagan administration. It's going to, if you want to have fewer employees, this is a good thing. If you want to hold on to some of your best employees a little bit longer, this is not a good thing. Now, I said there's some good news potentially in the president's proposal. And I think the Commission on Federal Public Service Reform could be good news. If it were enacted, if the commission were established, and a major objective in the president's proposal is that it would look at pay reform, specifically replacing the 1949 general schedule pay system with a market-based pay system. And I believe that this could actually benefit federal employees. And a good illustration is the dialogue that's already been generated over the proposal to reduce federal compensation for the executives of federal contractors. And I know you had Stan Soloway, a former federal executive who now represents some federal contractors in the Professional Services Council. And he was arguing against a cap right now in 2011. It's projected to the government would reimburse contractors up to $750,000. For executives of contractors, and they want to reduce that to $200,000, which is the cap for federal executives. And Stan's argument is that, the problem is not that we're overcompensating private sector executives, we're undercompensating federal executives. The point is, if you have a market-based pay system, we're not going to see federal pay jump up to, anything like that, $750,000. But a market-based pay system, I think, would result in some federal employees being paid more money because that's what the market is demanding.
We're talking with John Palguda. He is the Vice President for Policy Partnership for Public Service. And I'm wondering if maybe we're not starting to get away from the market pay system within the federal government anyway.
Well, the general schedule system is not a market-based pay system. So we're, anyone who suggests that it is simply inaccurate. It wasn't established, although that's supposed to be a basic principle operating it. It doesn't work that way. It's much too rigid, too inflexible. So I think this Commission on Federal Public Service Reform, if it actually set up a better and more market-sensitive pay system, I think that would benefit federal employees in the long run.
John, it sounds like between looking at the federal pay and benefit system and the retirement system, there seems, and also the way they're looking at Social Security and so forth, it seems like they're in the tax code as well. They're substituting long-term thinking and really basic reforms for short-term ways to tinker with it for gain. Is that how it strikes you?
Yeah, there's clearly a lot of, we've got to address the deficit today. So there's a lot of, how can we get the money that we need now? But, we're never going to work our way out of this unless we also overlay some long-term planning on this. And when we're talking about the federal workforce, federal pay and benefits, I think you need both. You need to take a look at, how can we get a little money that we need now? But you also have to take a look at the long-term impact of these things and make sure that you're not shooting yourself in the foot and getting a little savings now at a long-term cost to the ability of government to do its job. So hopefully this pay commission would be a long-term perspective. Some of the other proposals are shorter term. I guess the bottom line is that, federal employees need to closely monitor the situation. Keep tuned in to Federal News Radio because you guys do a good job covering this stuff. And let's see how it plays out.